want you to go out looking good, Harry. One of a proud breed.
Uh-huh.
Remember, you're a seller. There's lots of salesmen in the world, but the sellers, they're a race apart. Remember when they used to come up and shove it right in our pockets, Harry?
Sure do, sis.
Last of the champions.
Hey, come on, Drew, I'm lonely. Come here and give me a kiss.
Wouldn't let you see these before with that bad kick you've got, but these are yours now, mate.
Oh, these are disgusting. I'm a family man. So that's the difference between you and me, Harry.
Yeah?
You've wasted years in here studying anatomy. Well, I've been in the library developing the scheme of the century.
Too true, sis.
It's all planned. It's all on paper. What good has it done me? I'm just a poor old man who's going to die in this stinking prison because that rotten mongrel of a governor won't give the dying man a medical pardon. You'll never see me again, pal.
Shut up, Dick.
Are you coming or staying, Harry?
Don't rush me. It's a big thing leaving home.
I'm going to miss you, mate.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Sell to myself.
Another beer for me, Harry.
I'll have two for you. Mrs. Miller ready.
You thieving mongrel! You've stolen my life's work!
Paranoid now, Chris.
I'll get you for this!
It's prime real estate. If I sent
you
an account for the time that I've spent seeing your client in this human garbage dump, mate, I deal in property, not bullshit.
I have just seen your client, and he will not sign the paper giving me controls. Does this jailbird think he's going back to selling bonds?
Wallet black.
No.
License.
Seems to me
snapshot.
That it's
female.
Porn.
Let
me find a picture for you.
Oh, great.
Mate, I could not give a stuff about his wife and kids.
I'm a real estate developer,
yes.
Not a bloody registered charity.
I'll tell him.
Mr. Bostock.
Convicted criminal.
Taxi outside.
Look, I'll toss him a line for a price. His signature on the contract.
Well, that's it, Harry.
Today. I'm the only one offering him money right now.
See you next time.
Maybe we'll share a cell.
No offense.
Hey, great.
Just a joke, Tom. There you go. See ya.
But if there's anything.
Hey, Harry, that's my bloody name you signed.
It's my name. Just looks like your name.
You for Bostock?
Yeah.
Oh, Bostock. Charlie Somerville. We met last year at a convention at the region, I think it was. Anyway, listen, there's been a bit of a mix-up with the taxis. Your bloke's broken down. I thought perhaps you'd like to share mine.
I don't want anything to go away from that scum in there. They should castrate the whole lot of them, you know what I mean?
I've been seeing a client myself. This, I'll get it.
Well, why wouldn't you? It's your cab.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. Because you'll be paying for everything else, Mr. Bostock.
My hands shake steady and my words are sweet. And the whole world lying here at my feet. But you trust in me.
Oh, sorry.
I rub my
hands.
Charge.
My breath. I'm almost choking on the smell of success. But you trust in me.
Yeah,
put your trust in me.
Thank you, Mr. Bostock.
Thank you.
I get careless now and then.
31.
Let you down again.
25.
I got x-ray eyes and with just one look I can read your future like an open book. Put your trust in me. Put your trust in me.
There you are, Mr. Foster. Portuguese. Early 16th century.
That's the one.
My handshake's steady and my words are sweet and the whole world's lying here at my feet. Put your trust in me. Put your trust in me.
Most of the travellers don't come down here anymore.
What travellers?
You're a salesman, right?
Who's a salesman?
Amateur only. But I'm telling you, there's no money here.
No money?
The guts has fallen out of the bloody place.
Reservation.
That's strange. This is the Carina guest house, isn't it?
Yeah.
My office was supposed to have made a booking.
I'll just have to see what I can do for you.
Good on you. Sit away.
David! Single or double?
Double. Yeah, with a double bed.
You married?
No, but I got very long legs.
Double cost more because of the mortgage.
I think maybe you ought to get your old man. The booking was probably made with him.
It's a big mortgage, and my father's in Brisbane with his dyed blonde trollop.
David, why don't you answer me? Mum said she had a bum reduction job.
Yeah?
Sorry, I was in the kitchen.
This man isn't married, but he wants a double bed. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay, and I'm sure he's not interested in Miss Grenville's little figure problem.
Lively one?
Yes. Well, you can have your pick at the moment. There's a nice double overlooking the harbourage.
Beautiful. Not many views like that where I'm from.
Wash basin. Get a noise from the pub at night. Dinner's at 6. The locals insist.
You're American, eh?
Uh-huh.
Long way from home?
No. This is my home.
Just you and your son, is it?
Yeah, just me and David. They burn steaks at the pub across the road if you get sick of my cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't mind sharing a bathroom.
No, that's all right. I've shared a bathroom for the past 5 years.
Oh, so you were married?
No, we just lived together. We never had any spark. Just not my type physically.
You stayed together for 5 years?
It's hard to get out.
I've been there.
I like him.
Don't know anything about him.
I think that you should show him the sight.
David.
Mum, I'm not matchmaking.
Oh, yes, you are.
And not.
And so.
And not.
And so.
And not.
And so.
Not.
And so.
No one around here is going to ask you.
I don't want them to ask me.
Thank you.
dear Seth, I apologize for stealing your research, but with your bad ticker, you might die in there. And then the warden would be down here in Beachport making money off your hard work. Better me than him. If anything comes of it, I'll send you a split.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Look at it as a divorce settlement. Your friend for life, or 5 years max, whichever is longer, Harry Reynolds.
Mr. Reynolds, I thought you'd like someone to show you around. I could give you the $7 guided tour of Beachport for only $6.30. That's 10% off.
How old are you, mate?
10.
So, Mr. Foster thinks there's an old Portuguese treasure ship buried in the sand dunes, eh?
Everyone around town reckons Mr. Foster's a fruitcake. G'day, Mr. Lewis.
How are you?
Good morning.
In here.
What a wonderful place. Wonderful. 1530, Portuguese galleon, 3 masts, 2 tiers of guns carried broadside. Treasure ship.
Saint Sebastian. Wrecked.
Of the Azores.
Harry, come here.
You open?
Sir, autographed by the author. Me.
That's your right. Great photo.
More astonishing than fiction, the legendary dune ship is a vital part of the history of fiction.
On special.
Already got one.
Harry!
Although no one is actually...
You're a local, are you?
No, my dad was.
Portuguese maps, drawn in the 1530s, show this part of the Australian coastline. 250 years before Captain Cook claimed Australia for the British Empire. Relics found on the sand dunes near Beachport proved the theory that a Portuguese galleon was wrecked here in the 1520s. People have actually seen the remains of the ship in 1883 and in 1953. Another interesting observation by a chap who was unfortunately intoxicated at the time.
Where did you get that? Where did you get that?
What?
The Portuguese doubloon.
Oh, that? That's just an old coin of my father's.
Well, where did your father get it?
Sorry?
Your name is...
Reynolds, Harry Reynolds.
Reynolds, Reynolds. You said your father came from round here.
Did I say that?
Oh, yes, you did.
Did I?
Did your father find that
I'm
coin?
I'm sorry. Very sorry. It's too premature. I can't really talk about my project yet. Excuse me.
If your father found that coin here, it could be crucial.
Morning, Mr. Foster. Wonderful place.
See, Harry? I told you it was a fruitcake.
Yeah, but a nice fruitcake. Don't touch anything.
Yeah. Well, these things are great.
Tough to find a parking spot for, though. G'day. Any of this equipment still available?
No, mate. They're here because they look good. No, it's no problem, mate. They're all available. You've got
Jim, Jim. See that man over there? Don't look. Don't look.
Yes, yes.
He's got a gold coin from the dune ship. His father found it on Mr. Reynolds. He's a tall
Mr. Reynolds,
man.
A short man, as I recall.
Oh, skinny. No, no, don't talk about it.
3 times a day, 1 hour before meals, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
G'day, Mr. Thomas.
How are you, David?
All right.
You sell stamps?
Yeah, just a letter, is it?
Yeah. 27 cents, right?
41? They haven't been 27 in 5 years.
Right. Not a great correspondent. Thanks.
This is a beauty.
You like fishing?
Yeah.
Your dad teach you?
No, I taught myself. My dad was never home.
Had a dad like that. Good one, eh?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can you fish?
Of course I can fish. I was born with a line in my hand.
What do you use for bait?
Bait?
Yeah.
Mangoes.
Mangoes?
Yeah, up north we do.
You don't.
We do. Would I lie to you?
Telefishing?
This one's a bit small. I'm throwing it back. They say the big ones run after dark. You want to come up?
You need a new line. There's some men downstairs to see you.
I'll be down in a minute.
No, it's your idea, but so is last year's sand. Now just keep quiet and let me do the talking.
All right.
How can I help you, gentlemen?
Jim Scrape.
Jim?
For my sins, I'm the mayor of this town. This is Harold Lewis. He's the editor of the local rag.
How are you, Harold?
And dear, I believe you've met Mr. Foster.
Indeed, love that museum.
So, how are you enjoying Beachport?
Oh, very much.
Good, good.
And the weather's up to your expectations?
Oh, could I ask for more?
Wonderful weather. Wonderful. Wonderful. You're here to dig up the dunes, yeah?
I am?
It's the buried treasure, isn't it?
No.
Coin. He had a coin.
You've come here to steal our treasure on the quiet.
Absolutely not.
Bottom line, Mr. Reynolds. You can't dig up the sand dunes unless the local council says you can.
And who's the local council?
Us.
Yes, I'm here to find the dunes. I know where it is within 50 metres.
Nobody knows exactly where it is.
Satellite photos, computer enhanced, reveal a mass beneath the sand, the size and shape of a Portuguese galleon.
I have got to see those photos.
No one sees them.
Then why should we believe you?
I'm not asking you to believe me. Just walk away and let me get on with it.
Let you get on with what?
The thing that'll save this town.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
The Japanese trawlers have taken your fishing, haven't they? Farmers have got the arse out of their strides, haven't they?
You're dead in the water. But there's one thing can save you. Tourism. That's where the real treasure is.
You think we haven't tried that, eh? We've advertised and competition.
Yeah, but you haven't tried the best thing that you've got going for you.
Romance.
Here in Australia, we're being discovered by the international tourist. And here, right here in Beachport, we can sell them romance. Now, how? I'll tell you. We find the dune ship, and round the dune ship, we build a theme park. It'll be like Disneyland. We'll call it Dune Ship Park. And after it's working, we'll build another one on the Gold Coast and call it Dune Ship World. Now you think of it. 450 years ago, gallant mariners set out from Europe and found here in the South Seas adventure, danger, death. I can see Portuguese sailors dressed in exotic costumes, conquistadors, buried treasure, and pirates!
Oh, come down to earth.
This place will rival the Gold Coast of Queensland. It'll be Australia's Miami.
Now, hang on. You're talking real money here.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I am talking real money. I'm talking money. Buckets of lovely money. Now, 40 years ago, the Gold Coast of Queensland was one pub and a lot of holiday shacks. And now it's a billion-dollar tourist playground. Built on what?
Listen, we could never be the Gold Coast.
It's bullshit, aren't
it? Yeah, correct. Built on bullshit. $1 billion of tourism. Built on bullshit.
Built on hype.
Yes, it's a do you want to be rich?
Yeah.
You want your miserable little bits of real estate to become choice blocks. Worth $1 million.
Nice.
Well, let me get on with this my own way. Please.
Local participation isn't going to kill me.
Now, that's 5% of the 100%.
5%, 25%.
No.
Hey, listen, this has been my dream. I deserve the lion's share.
Forget it, Reynolds.
Hey, please. Okay, 5% of 100%, that's $50,000 seed money. And I won't take a penny more. 75, then.
All right, 100. You can put in $100,000.
But you have to give me unconditional development rights to the dunes for 5 years.
And if that doesn't satisfy you blood-sucking vultures, then stuff it, because I'm out. O-U-T. Out.
Local money can put in $100,000. That's $100,000. That represents 10%... of net profit.
I worked for years. I get screwed by a bunch of hillbillies.
Well, thanks, fellas. My old man was right about this place. Talk about greedy. Be lucky if my share covers the hotel bill.
You'll notice that the excavation site, based on the evidence in my book, is a long way from the ocean. Now, this is because, over the past 400 years, there's been massive shifts in the shape of the shoreline here. So when the Portuguese came here, and the Egyptians, and perhaps even the ancient Phoenicians...
Up there in Section 8. You blokes, with a shovel, make a lean on them. We won't need you for a minute.
Now, this is how they discovered the pyramids, you know.
But now, tell them what else you'll find down here. This could be bigger than the pyramid. Because you've got to be a bit careful. Like digging for eggs.
Ha ha! Golden goose eggs.
Oh no, Mr. Mayor. We've got to keep everyone out of this roped off area here. Can't afford to disturb the surface. Can I leave that with you to fix up? Okay? Great.
Hey, Harry. My fisherman.
Yeah?
Got the mango.
Beauty.
You reckon we'll find the dune ship?
Well, if it's there to be found, we'll find it.
Will it have masts?
It's hard to tell. Been there a long time.
How big will it be?
I'll lend you the book. You can learn a lot from books.
Okay. Let's go!
Fantastic place.
Yeah, but all my friends are in Sydney.
This is better than Sydney. Wish I'd grown up in a place like this.
Down here, Harry. What's the matter?
Nor'easterly. No good for mangoes. We'll have to use what you normally use around here.
This costs $1.60.
We'll eat it, or we'll save it to catch tropical fish.
Okay. Whoops. You're dangerous. Born with a line in your hand, eh?
Give me your yo-yo.
What are you going to do? Catch a fish with it?
Give me a yo-yo.
Eiffel Tower.
Texas Star. Over the falls.
Wow.
And rock the baby. Now, I may not know everything, but I know yo-yos. So let's make a deal. I'll teach you and you teach me. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, let me help you. Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, what to do? See, when you cast it out, remember, you push this thing out and turn that, see?
Yeah.
Cast it out and just wait for a nibble, okay? Right, watch this. You ready? Up! See, Harry? Wow, that's my bet! Go on, you can do it. Yeah, better!
Pretty good, eh?
Yeah, quick learner.
What's your dad do for a living?
He's a salesman. You're a salesman, aren't you, Harry?
No, I'm a seller.
What's the difference?
A salesman goes to people and tries to get them to buy things. But a seller, people come to him and take things and shove money in his pocket.
Well, Mr. Reynolds, you're creating quite a stir. Some investors to see you.
Ooh, those are nice. Bring them out in the kitchen.
So, the mango works.
I got the money to invest.
Don't rush me.
We didn't want to miss out.
Is it a good investment?
Ask Mayor Straver. He thinks so.
The mayor's invested.
And the rest of the council.
See, when you're a seller, people come and shove money into your pocket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Reckon my dad was a seller.
Yeah, I reckon you might be right. David, I don't want you to be a seller.
Why not?
Because I just couldn't bear to have another seller in my life.
Lay down, please.
And I don't want you hanging around with Mr. Reynolds. Okay? Okay?
Sess, you're truly a genius. Today was day one of the great Beachport bonanza. The town folk are begging to stuff money in my pockets, and I'm graciously allowing it. It will be bigger than even you imagine. All I need is a few weeks and I'll be laying on a beach in Bali, and you'll have enough money to live out your days, however short, in stock. P.S. You know, I'm starting to like this place, Seth. Beachport is beautiful. A lot of sand and money, but no June shit.
Morning, gentlemen.
Harry.
Morning.
Looking for you.
We'd like to invest a little more.
I don't have my receipt book.
Oh, that's fine.
See, Harry, they're shoving money in your pocket. They look like dogs in suits having a gangbang.
That's disgusting. Where did you learn language like that?
Just ask my mum about the stock exchange.
That'd be right.
Harry! Harry, we found it! We found the Jew shit!
Well, it's fair, Harry. The press are gonna love this.
Come on!
Jew shit?
Just an old tree.
Can't you tell the difference between a tree and a boat?
Definitely a tree. Nearly, Norm. Next time. Oh, do you blokes want your checks back?
You don't fool us, Reynolds. You made a deal, you stick with it.
Right.
Read about it in the papers, you've seen it on TV, now here it is. Beachport, home of the
jam
ship.
Come on, Harry.
The real plastic, Joe. Can't find these in Sydney anymore.
Up here.
You want me to hold it for you? Hey, listen. I've had three phone calls already this morning. City man interested in beachfront properties.
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
Coming to me, that city, here it comes, it's the King of Spades.
It is.
All right, quiet. Now, David, there it is, I can see it now, it's the Jack of Diamonds.
Yep. Hey. Hey. Hey.
couldn't rain. Now think of it. Think of the card, and it is, here it is, it's the Six of Spades.
Hey,
bravo.
Here's another one. I bet that I can push this glass through the handle of this jug.
No way.
Who does this creep think he is?
You can't.
Is that the best you can do?
$20.
$20.
Come on, Harry.
Okay? Here we go. Very delicate trick. Hasn't been done by too many people. And I push that glass through the handle of this jug. Oh,
thank you
very much. I'm born today. Very good.
Bloody head through that handle.
Very good.
Very good.
Hey, very good.
Sold a lot of sand today, Harry.
Hey?
David, it's time for bed. Good night, Squirt.
Good night.
Good night, mate.
Holly, seeing you, Harry. You're having
your money with you.
Yeah, you tomorrow?
Yeah, it's okay with your mum.
We'll talk about it later.
Good night.
Good night.
See ya.
Got a bottle in the kitchen. Want a drink?
Yeah, I'd love one.
So, sleepy little beach fort is waking up at last. Why is that, Harry?
I put it down to personal magnetism.
Haven't I met you before, Harry?
Well, I don't think so.
No, maybe not. You're like my father, same type.
Yeah, it's nice. What's he do?
Well, he cheats on my mother. Here's a man 58 years old cheating on his wife.
Stayer.
Oh, no, just to cheat. I swear, it's not even the sex, it's the selling. Clinching the deal. You're selling yourself to David as the perfect father. Or you take him fishing.
Now, just a minute. Every kid should be able to fish and catch a wave. What's the harm in that?
He has enough problems without some stranger fooling with his emotions. Shit, his own father did enough of that.
I hate to hear a woman use language like that.
Look, Harry, be a nice man. We're happy enough as we are here in little beach fort where nothing ever happens. Leave David alone. Come on, Harry, I've got the bait. Let's go.
No fishing today, mate.
But you promised last night.
Your mum said no.
What?
Maybe she thinks we spend too much time together.
I'll stay here.
Don't believe you did that. You told Harry he couldn't go fishing with me. We've been having a great day together and you ruined it.
But I have told you again and again to stay away from that man.
Well, that's all I've got a plan with you. Drive me from the city down here away from my friend.
Don't get
involved. Oh, you're just angry at him because he's like dad. That's not his fault. He knows what it's like not to have a dad. He knows. Okay, Harry, let's go.
What about your mum?
It's all sorted out.
What can you do to change your mind?
Talk real fast and don't take no for an answer, right, Harry?
You're the boss. Let's go. Okay, Davey, it's alphabet time. Got to see how fast you can say, like ZYX and WV and UTS and RQP and ONM and LKJ and IXG and ABD and CBA. Good, you're getting a lot better.
Yeah. My dad does names backwards. You know, like David Maguire, that's how he outcomes Dibbet. Harry Reynolds. That's Sid on your ear.
Sid on your ear, thanks.
And Mum, I was a stupid girl.
Tell me about your dad.
I hate my dad.
Don't.
I do.
Look, he's coming.
No! It's the outdoors! The sky, that's the sand and all that wet stuff. That's the ocean. I've heard about all this.
thought I'd like to share some of it with my son before he grows up.
Do find the dune ship.
Open town is busted, the rigs are all rusted. There's no lights on my Christmas tree. Well, I tried El Paso and I tried Amarillo, but I didn't find a drop of Texas tea. Well, they hit us when we're down and we can't get up, so we're trying with all of our might.
Last week we had one bus, this week four a day.
Things are looking up, right there, gentlemen. Hi. Morning. Come on.
And Beth, the theme park?
Yes.
No, you can't do that.
Yes. Just had a settlement in for my ex. I've got $30,000. Normally, I just buy Dave and me a toy each, and I put the rest toward the mortgage.
Yeah, well, I suggest you do just that.
You're saying it's a bum investment?
No, it's a great investment.
Well, if it's such a great investment, why don't you want my money?
Because.
Harry. I want in.
I'm not going to take this money. No way. I'm not going to take it.
Harry, everybody in town thinks that you're screwing the socks off me.
But I'm not.
I know that, Harry. I know that. But nobody else does. Now, what are they going to think if you won't take my money?
Excuse me, Giles, I'd like to talk with you.
Harry. Giles, how are you?
Harry Reynolds.
Giles, that $20. I've been meaning to get that back, you silly chick. You wouldn't believe the number of people that fall for that.
Harry, we got a problem.
Anything I can do to help, anything.
We need to have a talk.
Yeah, what about, Giles?
I got a business proposition for you.
Oh, great, great.
When I talk business...
I like to be comfortable.
Are you comfortable, Harry? You know, I like to negotiate from a position of power.
Okay, Billy! Billy!
I got a little proposition for you, Harry. Now, I don't want you to feel pressured, but I hope you won't say no.
I'm saying yes, Giles. Sight unseen. Handshake deal, yes.
I'm glad you see it my way, Harry. You know, you're a lot smarter than you look.
Okay, Billy, shut it off.
Smooth life can be when you sit down and discuss things like reasonable people.
I don't want to interrupt the flow, Giles, but the dozer's coming this way.
Where's the manual?
You see what I got a bloody will put up with?
Will you quit playing with that bloody thing? I'm trying to take a meeting here. I told you, that's only if the bastard says no. Turn it off! You bloody quit! What are you doing? I'm saying yes, Giles. We all like a little laugh. Turn the bloody thing off. Look, knock it out of here. We're in no good. We're getting out of foot.
I was all aboard. I went to Holy Cross. Sister Mary Thomas gave me stand for cleaning the blackboard.
You said you could try nothing. You're going to run over
no, you said I could try.
But he's no bloody good to
a hell. I just wanted to damn it. Oh, please, please, God. Fundamentally, a decent human being. Please, don't make me mad.
Back it up.
I've come into some money, Harry.
Good.
Yeah, certain interest in the city of leasing my back paddocks, you know. It's a vertically integrated operation where they grow the crop, process it, and then merchandise it down to street level.
I don't want to know what the crop is, Giles. Please don't tell me.
I need to launder this money, Harry. So I want you to sell me 10 points in your juniorship scheme for $1,000.
I know I'm in a weak negotiating position here, Giles, but 10 points is $100,000.
I'll give you $1,000 for the 10 points. You give me a receipt for $1,000 to show the tax man. And then I'll make you a present of $99,000 that the tax man doesn't need to know about. Deal. $1,000.
$99,000. Oh, Harry, I took my 20 back.
A gift, Harry, that both of us can now forget. Well, this is Billy. He'll be looking after you and the money. I mean, I don't want you leaving town now, do I, Harry?
Dig him up, Billy. I mean, we can't leave a company director lying around the sand dunes now, can we? I'll be seeing you, Harry. Bye. Bye, Billy. Be careful, mate.
I admired the way you drove that bulldozer, Billy. Like a real pro.
Thanks, Harry. Giles likes it when I do a good job.
Yeah, I bet.
When I don't, he yells at me.
What exactly is your job, Billy?
I break people's arms and legs. It's a family business. Your mum got me the job.
Good old mum.
I like her.
Very promising, eh, Togo? Very promising.
We'll
fix that.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for a gentleman called Reynolds.
Harry Reynolds.
He's in his room. I'll see if he's available. Harry? Harry, some gentlemen see you.
I'll talk to him later. I'm feeling a bit off colour.
Funny, you seemed fine a while ago.
Well, very sudden.
Can I get you something?
No, I think I'll just spend a bit of time in bed. I mustn't panic. I want to panic.
Man to see you, Harry.
Hello, Harry. You remember me?
Dad, is that you?
I did not take your wallet.
Cut the crap, Harry. Bottom line,
you're a thief.
Now, look, I deal with things in business all the time. Now, this is very good, this scheme of yours.
It's not a scam.
Scheme. I said scheme. I think it's very good. You must go on with it.
Oh, I know. Maybe I could let you in for a few thousand, 10 or 20 maybe.
I'm not going to give you any money. If you want money, you can get it off of those suckers there. No, look, I can make my profits out of this my own way. Right, look, for a start. You see this place here, this Carinya Guest House, that'll go. Tourist hotel there, resort hotel. Over here, high-rise condominiums. This fishing pier, this will become a marina.
Fishermen will just have to piss off.
A man who owns just 1% of the concrete that we'll pour in this place will be a millionaire. Now, this is a good idea you've got here, Harry. Just keep it going, eh? You stay in this town, and you do your theme park. Or I'll send you straight back to jail. Give me your trousers.
What?
Your trousers.
My trousers? You got to be Jack.
Remember, Harry, I wear the trousers.
No visitors, please.
Harry?
Julie? Can you shut the door? The drafts.
You may have seen something?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Still a bit hot.
No. It feels very good. Very good. Very good.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. It's very kind of you, David. Oh, I think you're going to die, Harry. Oh. Come on, drink up. Remember, Harry, you got to get better for the dance tomorrow night.
I got trouble. You got trouble. All God's children got trouble living in bad water. Bad water. Trying to roll all over me.
Harry, the dams, all the chicks are down there. You're investors. You got in for investors. Harry, I can't handle them all on my own.
All right. Get outside and I'll get you.
Yeah! Come on, Billy.
Oh, hell. Oh, what am I doing here?
All right, mate, do your stuff. That's what you're here for. Smile for your customers. Sell them. It's showtime!
You're going to give your dear old Uncle Seth a kiss?
You nearly gave me a bloody heart attack.
You deserve one, you thieving young mongrel. You stole my research years of hard work.
Well, Fanning, I thought you were going to target it. Anyway, I never put the city outside again.
Early release game, pal.
What do you mean, early release game?
I'm rehabilitated.
You?
Yeah, I got 3 psychiatrists to say I'm rehabilitated. What do you got apart from my money now? How much have we got?
You've been doing banks, Harry? Because if you've been doing banks, that's the stone end I'm finished with you.
I have not been doing banks. Honest.
Drugs!
Yes.
Dealing drugs, that is the stone end of a family, man.
Not dealing in drugs.
I'm doing something legal. Now, look, it's 20,000 on this damn top weapon.
Now, what do you got in here?
193,000. Be quiet. They're greedy. They just keep forcing it on me.
You better get out of here.
You got a car? Of
course I got a car.
Follow me. We got all the towels we need, thanks.
Shh. You distract King Kong, I'll take the money and we'll meet back in Sydney.
Oh, yeah, sure, sis.
All right. Later on, we both come back. Have a few beers. Have a bit of a chat. Give it an hour and out the window.
Harry, I can tolerate a lot, but don't tell me you're going moral on me.
Time to leave, Harry.
All right. Come on, Godzilla, I'll buy you a drink.
Oh, I promised Giles I'd stay. Come on.
Okay, Billy. I'll lock up.
Now it's your turn.
Having fun?
Yeah. It's a two-pound.
Good to
get
you soon.
Yeah, I like it soon.
The big city guy.
Just a little bit bluer.
to you, Harry.
I think I like it here better than any place I've ever been.
My grandma's got a suit just like yours.
Yeah. Sharp dresser, is he?
Yeah. Mum said he could sell refrigerators to Eskimos.
Eskimos need refrigerators, kids. To keep their beer warm.
Are you Japanese?
Hi.
Hi.
Sesame, you're going to sink a few coal ones. Come and join us, Billy.
Can't, I'm on duty.
Here, then take half of ours. Make your duty a little easier.
You sure?
Absolutely, to save my life with that bulldozer.
Oh, thanks, Harry.
One hour. Another hour.
Bloody women. For the course of man's downfall, they brought sin into the
here tomorrow, sis.
Look, I'm a family man, but I can't abide women.
Don't do it, Harry. You'll regret it. Am I right, Billy? Billy's nodding his head. Yes, Harry.
Am I spoiling your plans for the evening? Slow down. I've got all the time in the world.
No, I can talk to Seth any old time. Well, I beg it gets lonely. This is okay, is it? I mean, I get a little embarrassed with Billy out there.
You're very straight, aren't you, Harry?
It's not my fault I'm straight. I went to Holy Cross Primary School.
Trust, Dave. The whole world operates on trust. And the man who has confidence in you, the man who gives you his trust
is...
The
man to watch out for, right, sis?
The kid's got a lot of talent. Probably more than you had at that age.
I was a pro at his age.
Harry, don't lie to me. I happen to know your old man didn't go to jail till you were fully 13.
Yeah, well, you stay away from the kid. I don't want him corrupted.
Then we both went on leave town.
No, all right. But not until tonight. I'm going to say goodbye to the kid. And I'm giving Julia money back. Whoa! Here we go! Ow! Get into it. Hey, what are you doing? Not your block off. You got a great surf here, mate. Only wish I could do this every day. You do realize, David, I just can't sort of spend the rest of my life swimming and fishing. I'm a businessman, and businessmen have to take trips.
Yeah, my dad used to take trips.
And mine.
You're going away, Harry.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I might have to go away for a trip sometime, and I don't want you sort of thinking that... Look, my dad went away a lot, and I turned out pretty good, didn't I? Didn't I?
Yeah, Harry. You turned out the best.
So will you. I mean, a bloke needs his mum and his friends when he's grown up, but sooner or later, he's got to get out on his own, and then it's what's inside him that matters. And you're going to be the very best. Hey! I got something for you. Sort of lights up, you know?
I'm waiting!
And a book.
Harry!
You better go and see that man.
I'll see you at the blessing in the fleet, mate.
Hop in.
What do you want, Buster? This local council's giving me the runaround. Every time I ask them for something, they say, a Mr. Reynolds has it all tied up. And what did you do to get this cockamamie five-year option? Hypnotize them? Practically forced it on. It's all their idea.
Well, my idea is that you force yourself to help the man who could call your parole officer and tell him where you are and what you've been doing. This is a contract drawn up by my lawyers. It transfers to my company all the rights and permits that you've obtained from the local council.
Well, I'll have to read it.
Well, you do that, Harry, and I'll just call your parole officer. Do you have the telephone number?
This is very unethical behavior.
That's all right, because I have the telephone. 8 digits, wasn't it, Harry? Number 4. It's ringing.
Hello?
Oh, could you just hold on a moment? I'm sorry, it was a wrong number.
I'm getting to like this place. I don't want you destroying it.
Oh. Conservationist, eh? Yeah, touching.
So beautiful. So unspoiled.
Might be unspoiled to you, Harry, but it's unused to me. I mean, what's the use of all this scenery if millions of people can't see it? And how much more beautiful when it turns a profit? Cement, Harry. The Mother Earth to the developer.
You're a snake, Bostock.
Oh. Please, Harry.
Not flattering.
God, I love the view of the guest house, don't you?
Yeah.
Could do with some paint, maybe cream with the red trim.
Oh, I don't know. I like it just the way it is. Looks great. Wish it could stay that way forever.
It will. Oh, look, they're starting.
God, our Father, you created me.
The blue boat, that's the Kingfish. Wouldn't it be great to own a fishing boat, Harry?
Cecil Arthur Hegarty. What a surprise.
Sergeant. Sergeant Watts, isn't it?
We haven't brought our checkbook and credit cards back to Beachport, have we, Cecil?
No, Sergeant. Just a holiday.
Ah. And where are we staying, Cecil?
We're staying at the guest house, Sarge.
Well, I wouldn't take any checks if I was you, Mrs. McGuire. The last time Cecil was here, five years ago, he cashed a lot of checks. I had to send him away to Sydney for a holiday.
Harry?
That's discrimination, Sergeant. What you're doing is illegal under the Anti-Discrimination Act.
Oh, I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, and your timing is atrocious, Sergeant.
You were arrested here for passing paper and you came back?
I had to come back. You stole my research and I knew you'd be here.
Harry?
Great parade.
Thanks.
You couldn't have even done the scam.
I had to check if Watts had moved on. Get a partner in if he hadn't, you.
I was grooming you for it.
They didn't even do the research, did you? It was all normal.
You make these accusations.
5 minutes.
All right, I'll tell you. He didn't know what he had. It was all bloody history to him. He couldn't see the potential.
That's what I get for mixing with the criminal class. You've got no moral sense, no brains.
Oh, you should talk. Sleeping with a divorced woman.
You lead me out of this.
It's the immorality I can't stand.
Harry, I want to talk.
Later, please.
I want to talk now. David, you go do something in the kitchen. Uncle Seth. Tell me.
Beth's had a bit of hard luck this time, and I've just tried to help.
Don't bullshit me, Harry. I used to get this from my husband. I can hear it. I can hear it by the way you're saying. Harry's not your uncle. Tell me, where do you know him from?
Come again?
Where? Where? The YMCA? Youth hostels? Church choir?
Long Bay Jail.
Such a fool. I am such an idiot.
Look, I wasn't going to take your money.
Oh, no. Just everybody else's.
Well, they forced it on me. The greedy mongrels, you saw that. You saw them.
They just came in. They just stuffed it in your pocket.
Billy, I never thought...
Yeah, well, I have lunch to cook.
In big business, Billy, nobody trusts you. I've always found
just
all my...
Just straight up my bed.
Oh, still tipsy,
out, you too,
come on, Billy. I'll buy you beer. I'll tell you about women. They may smell like roses, but that bouquet is one part rose, 11 parts carbon monoxide.
Well, I promised Jaws I'd stay and watch the money.
Harry won't let that money out of his sight. See? He even locked the door. Come on, let's go.
All right, huh?
Harry Joseph Reynolds, three convictions of false pretenses. Lone associate of Cecil Arthur Hegarty.
That's all I need. Back off, Giles. He's mine. Now, where's your partner, Tess?
What partner?
You say
yeah,
you
Callie Boy's first name. I pay tax to say he let these cons out of jail. That's
now, you watch your language.
I'll blow it out your nose, cop. Reynolds, you better have all my money, or the next time I bury you, it won't be as dead.
Hey, brain damage.
Please don't call me that, Giles.
You let that Reynolds bastard out of your sight. And I'm going to rip your head off. Yeah.
It's all right there. $94,000.
I want your receipt books. And I want you in the council hall at 7 o'clock tonight to talk to your investors.
You got a warrant, Sarge?
I've checked your record, Harry. You're on parole. You can go back inside just like that.
Fine. I got nothing to hide.
Ship research 20 years!
Is it true you've been to jail?
You're a con man!
Tell me, tell us all the truth.
The truth?
Yes, please. Just tell us the truth.
Truth is, I'm a con man. It's been 1 month since I was born. Turned pro at 17. I've taken a lot of people's money. I've had 3 convictions. David.
I don't think we need to waste a lot of time on Harry Reynolds. I mean, Harry's of no account. But the interesting thing about Harry Reynolds is the great idea he bought to Beachport. The Dune Ship theme park will put Beachport on the map. So, Harry, thank you. And goodbye.
Now give these nice people back their money.
And get on your bike.
Now just a minute. I'm a con man, I admit it. But I'm small time compared to him. If he has his way, he'll change this town so you'll never recognize it again.
Your bullshit, your dune ship bullshit.
Not bullshit, Giles.
A myth.
A thing to live by.
A dream to take us all through. Has anyone look at what's been going on in this town in the last month? There's fresh paint around. There's cars in the street. People from out of town are spending money here. Real estate. Your real estate and your real estate. It's starting to move. People are pulling money out of mattresses. This ghost town is coming alive again. You don't need him. You don't need anybody but yourselves.
I found something here that I could only imagine before. But I don't deserve this place. Just don't sell this town to the Bostocks of the world. They'll destroy it.
Words. Just pretty words. What I am offering you is real. My references are governors, bank presidents, merchants with full wallets. What are your references, Harry?
The warden at Long Bay Prison. Oh, Harry, take a walk.
As you'll notice, up here, you'll see by the geological location and age of the Richters, this would have to be the most important wreck found in the world. I mean, it's of enormous significance to international archaeological studies. It's infinitely precious. I mean, this would have to be the Tutankhamun tomb of the South Sea.
Harry, we can make a fortune out of this. Let's stick around and see what happens.
We delivered. Look, let them calm down. They'll be grateful.
Listen, we can... The ship was a fluke, sis. We're con artists. That's our job, isn't it? Conning people?
That's yours, Mrs. McGuire.
Thanks, sir.
Mrs. Jones. $1,000 as per receipt.
Is that it?
I mean, there isn't any more?
Last of the big spenders, eh, Joe?
No. That'll be more than enough to pay for the funeral.
Harry? You just gonna leave without saying goodbye?
It's gonna get round to it.
I don't want you to go without knowing there's a place for you here if you want it.
You reckon?
Look at this town, Harry. You breathe life into it. You let something loose here. Stay and see it through. Better than you think you are, Harry.
Wanting some money. I'll be wanting 99 grand.
Giles, I'm about to put in a counter offer. I've had some expenses. I want you to listen before you act. 50 grand.
50?
50? You Dale birds, you crawl out of your sewers like slime rats. You come down here wearing suits. You cheat nuts on us farmers. We're going to work for a living. Break his bloody arm, Billy.
All right, Giles.
Harry,
I hate to do this, but... Harry and Sesame mates.
Mates? You moron. You bloody imbecile. You cretinous dead shit.
I can't stand bad language.
50, Giles.
50.
Yeah, severe penalty for early withdrawal.
Best offer you'll get all day.
Don't think revenge. Think of two words. Income tax.
Count on me for a reference, Billy.
Let that be a lesson.
Here, let me help you, Giles.
Just piss off.
Well, you can't keep being rude to people,
Just
Giles.
Stop!
You okay if I quit, Giles?
You're sick.
Good for you, Billy.
Now, where's the money, you thieving young bastard? I know it's here somewhere. There's 40 here. You got it on you, haven't you? All right, stop the car. It's a strip search. Get your bloody clothes on.
You're running.
Harry. You don't want a woman and a kid around your neck. I had some once and it interfered with my career moves. On the other hand, we could take the kid with us. Harry, what a team the three of us would make. We could work the airline terminals and he could tell old ladies he's lost his tickets. You'd like that, wouldn't you, kid?
Can I come, Harry? Can I?
You are a moral defective, Seth. That's a horrible thing to say.
Don't you listen to him. Here, this will get you to Melbourne in style.
Nah, sis. You gotta go to Sydney.
Ah, take it all. You deserve it. It was a great scam. Ta-da, mate. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Bostock's town now, Harry.
Maybe. I wouldn't bet on it.
See you, sis.
Come on, Squirt. How do you reckon we'll go, Davey?
Ah, she'll be right, mate.
Tell him to get off his ass. Look, we're paying him an arm and a leg, so tell him to get off his backside, eh?
Could we just have a word with you?
Just a minute.
What you were saying last night about Reynolds having a good idea.
Well, now we have our money back. What we thought is...
We thought of getting a similar scheme off the ground.
So we'd like to invest with you.
Well, look, there will be a June ship theme park, gentlemen, but it won't be open for local investment.
We're offering you money.
I've got money.
Look, it's our June ship.
Oh, no, it's not. It's my June ship. You gave Harry Reynolds full development rights. Well, he sold them to me.
He sold them? Harry did that?
Yeah, he made a handsome profit too, huh? And believe me, gentlemen, it's all legal. It's just like Reynolds to stab you in the back. Still there. Oh, right. Now, look, I want the engineer over here too, because I want to get this roadway in over beneath the...
There's Harry! What of this?
I'll handle this.
What are you doing back, Reynolds? You forget something?
Yeah, I came back to stop you ruining our town.
You get in my way, and I'll see you back in jail. Now, you wouldn't like that, would you, Harry?
To save this town? Try me.
Harry, he says you sold him all the rights. Now, why did you do that, Harry?
Oh, I don't remember selling him anything, Norm.
Once a liar, always a liar. Let me refresh your memory, Harry. He signed all his rights over to me. Now, what we have here is a completely legal document.
Hello, who? Bostock? Yeah, there was somebody by that name, but he had to leave town quite suddenly. Didn't he? Council meeting in half an hour, fellas.
We'll go, Harry.
Oh, she'll be right, mate.
My handshake's steady and my words are sweet. And the whole world's lying, she wrecked my feet. Could you trust in me? Could you trust in me? I rub my eyes and I catch my breath. I'm almost choking on the smell of success. Could you trust in me? Trust in me. I get careless now and then, but I won't let you down again. I got x-ray eyes and with just one look I can read your future like an open book. But you trust. feet, put your trust in me. Ah, put your trust in me.